The ABC's released some details from its Australia Talks survey. So the ABC's quizzed more than 50,000 people, and work is one of the topics. And one of the main points that came out of that is that job security is a real issue for a lot of people. In fact, one in four workers are fearful that they could lose their job in the next 12 months, and 40 to 49-year-olds are the age group that worries the most.
So does job security still exist? And if so, many people are worried about losing their jobs. What effect does that have then in the workplace? To talk about this, Professor Mark Bray is the Foundation Chair in Employment Studies at the University of Newcastle. He's here, and so is Alexandria Joy, a workplace culture specialist. Good morning to both of you.
Hello. Hi, good there. Morning.
Let's start with you, Professor Bray. Do you think job security is real or imagined in 2019?
I think there's a lot of real challenges in terms of job security these days, and it's been a trend that's been happening for quite a long time now. Employers are under the hammer an awful lot more, whether you're an exporter or an import competing employer. You've got a lot of more competition than you did historically. And then in the services and in the public sector even, there's a lot more pressure to be competitive, to cut costs and so forth. And that's led in many cases to the risk being transferred a bit to the employees. So there's a lot of people out there who, one way or another, get caught in a pretty precarious sort of position.
Alexandria, how does that affect how we feel at work?
Definitely, I see a lot more fear in the workplaces that I'm working in today, and that shows up in all sorts of ways. I think if you look at WorkSafe statistics, it used to be people were injured through slips, trips and falls, and today it's psychosocial issues. Mm. So anxiety, depression, fear, bullying and all sorts of behavioural issues are what are injuring people these days in the workplace. And I think a lot of it is to do with the stress that comes from the uncertainty of, will I have a job tomorrow? Does my boss want to keep me? Mm. Is this new generation that's coming up going to take my place?
Is job security the responsibility of the boss you just mentioned there, or do we all, as a workforce, have a responsibility to make sure we're all feeling secure?
I think that it's all our own responsibility in lots of ways. It'd be nice to say it's the employer, but we're in a very different economy, as Mark said. And I see lots of people, whether by choice or whether because they have to stay at work longer these days than they did years ago. And we're seeing the gig economy grow. We're seeing people need to be able to essentially become a freelancer and to be able to sell themselves as a brand, as an employee, to be able to get gigs and jobs. Yeah,
Professor Bray, millennials, I get an unfairly bad rap, in my opinion, a lot of the time, but we hear that their take on employment is different to their parents and their grandparents, that whereas previously you'd be in a job for 45 years and you'd get a gold watch when you turned 70 or 65, that they don't necessarily want that anymore. Is job security something that's not necessarily high on the list of the younger generations?
See, I find that really hard to judge because I don't know whether it's what they want or whether they've got no choice.
They're
really
just rolling with the punches.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, there's not a lot of jobs out there that offer that sort of long-term security anymore. And if it's all you've got, then maybe they're just making the best of it.
Are we resilient enough to go with the punches, roll with it all?
I don't know. I'm one of the older generation that's been in the same sort of work for a long time. You can only hope so. I don't know how well prepared they are. They're certainly a lot better skilled and trained in a general way than previous generations. You can only hope that stands them in good stead.
Mm. Alexandria, the 40 to 49-year-old age group, were the most worried about job security. Does it become more of an issue as you perhaps get a little older, that if I get laid off here, what are my prospects like in a new place?
Absolutely. And I think with technology and the changes that are happening, the ability to adapt and flex and learn new technologies is always a challenge, particularly for generations as we start aging. But also often in life, we start having more responsibilities and debts and things that we need to pay. So, of course, I think anxiety gets to a higher level.
Mm.
Alexandria, give us some tips. You work with organisations on fixing some of this stuff. What can be done? If you have a manager or an employer listening right now, what can they do to fix that insecurity?
So I would say start with that fear, start helping people cope. So working on mindfulness, meditation and strategies to actually manage your own inner state. And then from a training or learning perspective, start broadening your perspective of the skills you need. I see a lot of people, particularly those in that 40 to 49, that might have trained in a specialty. So they might be an engineer or something like that. And then suddenly I need this complexity of skills, not just my trade or my specialty. And there was some great research by the World Economic Forum that showed the top 10 skills we needed, and none of those were technical skills. They were all things like creativity, emotional intelligence, service orientation, and cognitive flexibility. So they're the sorts of things that we need to start training and learning and expanding in. And I do think it's up to the individual as well as the employer to create an environment that allows people to test those skills out.
Professor Bray, one in four workers were concerned that they may lose their job in the next 12 months. You're not a statistician, I know, but as far as you can tell, is that warranted, that level of concern in our community?
I think if you actually sit down and think about the different industries and sectors and the pressures that are on them and some of the trends that have been going on across the board, absolutely. So you think about, you know, the traditional industries in this region, which have experienced a big decline. The remaining large employers in manufacturing, for example, are under a lot of pressure. So I'm sure they'll survive very well, but for individuals, that's a challenge. You think of the growing services sector. There's lots of small business in that sort of area, but the jobs are a little bit of a challenge. The public sector, even, that, you know, there used to be the epitome of the stable, secure job.
Yes.
No more. Yeah. The public sector, they're contracting out a lot more. They're taking people on short-term contracts and those sorts of things a lot more than they did. So I think in many ways people are pretty justified in feeling a little apprehensive about the whole situation.